This is the Zorce Industries podcast.
Yeah. We're going to make it. Don't worry.
Oh!
Okay. Is everybody ready to start the show? All right. We'll start the show.
It's a show.
Here comes the theme song.
Cool show, man.
What's up, man? Skosh, man.
All right, welcome to the roughest start we've ever had for this show. My bad, forgot the TV. Okay. Whoopsies.
He didn't forget the TV.
It could have happened to anyone.
It could have.
Not me.
No. I tried to get the other one. Turns out they have the world's heaviest flat screen ever made over there. Special shout out to cool show fan Justin.
Woo! Yes. Oh, my God.
That's your man.
Shout out to everyone else not being in the room for me being emasculated. The enormous weight of the TV. But welcome to the show. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
It is not 47 minutes past when we want to start. Never. Let's say hello to our wonderful guest. Today, she levels up from cool show fan to cool show man as she makes her debut appearance. Throughout the course of the show, she has witnessed more triumphs and failures on stage than anyone else other than myself.
That's very true.
That's really saying something. Hope she is ready to triumph or fail. It's Julie Goodrich, everyone.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome, Julie. Your first time back since her last appearance. She's been painting up a storm. She's been traveling this fine country of ours, and she's had several teeth pulled out of her face. Welcome back, the jet setter, Sadie May, everyone.
Yeah! No teeth, bitch.
No teeth.
Congratulations.
Don't look at my teeth.
And finally, she's been tearing it up on stages and podcasts all over the town / internet. Her podcast, Talentless Talent, is back in production, and her dog is named after a combination of hot dogs and beans. What's her deal? It's Kylie Dills, everyone.
Woo! I brought Frank and Beans. He's here.
Oh, shit. Congratulations. What an incredible week it's been, even up until this very moment. Hasn't it?
Yes.
I've been having fun. Is everyone doing well? Recovering from oral surgery? How's that? You had some teeth pulled out of your face?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
Yay. Apparently.
Oh, good. Congratulations. Anyone else have any bones removed from their body or anything like that?
I wish.
What you been up to? No? No bone removal?
I'm pulling my own toes out.
Like out of socket or off your body?
Just off my body.
No bones day. It's a no bones day.
No bones, no toes.
No bones, no toes.
Fewer nails to paint. Smart idea on your part. Yeah, I haven't had any teeth pulled out. I've been doing some more fucking rocking this week. I just
You've been rocking out?
I can't
You've
get...
You've been on a lot of concerts
lately. I know. My schedule has been full. It has been.
I've been a big old showboy.
I've been out there. I've been taken in the entertainment. On Tuesday, I was up in Columbus, Ohio.
What'd you see?
I was up at the King of Clubs, which I can't stop referring to as the Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades!
Were you an Ace of Cups?
It's called the King of Clubs. For some reason, it's just impossible for me to remember. As they're seeing Fall of Troy. It was a lovely little time. Yeah, Seattle Screamo band from the early 2000s.
The good old guitar hero.
Yeah,
were
yep.
you solo dolo or did you have
I went there alone, but I did see a guy I know around town who I've been referring to as Barbed Wire Tattoo
really?
Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my dad.
Columbus?
Yeah. No, I've seen it. I believe he's from this area. He's part of the Clifton Barber crew, and he's covered in barbed wire tattoos, so I've been referring to him in my head as
Barbed Wire Man?
Barbed Wire Tattoo Man. Yeah, saw him. Wasn't able to get in a head nod, but did leave. So that was great. And
spicy.
Then, other than that, I just went to a craft market in Blue Ash, Ohio yesterday.
Ooh, crafty.
So lovely.
Yeah,
was it holiday themed?
Kind of. Apparently, they do it monthly, but it was very much
turkeys or Christmas.
It was in Blue Ash, so they were kind of non-denominational, you know.
Smell like
it was outdoor. It was outdoors.
Yeah,
but there were many scents there going on.
Crab malls smell good.
Yeah,
it's like cinnamon and old woman.
Yeah. They kind of got that vibe going on there, so it was great. Really, really got the full vibe this week. You know, I got my face shredded off by Fall of Troy, and then I paid $3 for a cookie yesterday. So I'm really living life.
Big spender.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Exciting news. This is coming out, this episode, the day before Thanksgiving. So that's pretty exciting.
Festive.
It is. Yeah. It is the season to eat. So people do that. That's a good thing.
I love to eat.
As with many seasonal traditions, the president of the United States. We live in those. Yes. Pardoned two turkeys the other day, as the presidents are wont to do. Yes, please.
We get a little definition of pardon.
So I, you know what's crazy is that, like, I never looked it up, and I was just like, oh, pardon? What's that mean? Like, he tells them to go get slaughtered? And I was just like, oh, this is where he picks the two turkeys that get there. And apparently what it means is that they send them to, like, a reserve where they just live in, like, an upscale zoo for the rest of their life.
It's what they don't do to people for non-violent drug crimes.
Yeah. They don't. There are a lot of double negatives in that, but yes. The two turkeys, their names were Peanut Butter and Jelly, which is confusing because they are made of meat, yet they are named named after a famously meatless sandwich. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Depends.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I put depends on my sandwiches.
Yeah, it depends on the peanut butter jelly sandwich you're eating.
You put adult diapers on them.
Wear the meat. You know that's how I eat.
Yeah.
Diapers on.
Sponsored by Depends.
Mm-hmm. They were raised in Jasper, Indiana, which might be near here.
That's pretty close.
Okay.
I think we can say that's pretty close.
I didn't have enough time to look it up. I was busy forgetting my TV.
Like I said, it's 6 o'clock. right now.
Somewhere. I did not watch the ceremony, but apparently other people do. There was a quote for it. Apparently President Joe Biden talked.
What did he say?
Well, apparently he talked into the microphone and he says, "I have to admit to you, my wife doesn't like me to admit it." That's what I like for lunch, peanut butter and jelly. President Biden
so
told an audience at the White House garden. Now, I imagine he said that while facing away from the microphone. Just like
it's
staring off into the distance.
Why does his wife want him to admit that?
Yeah. What does his wife have an issue with peanut butter jelly sandwiches?
I feel like there's a reason that clip wasn't presented to me. I feel like I'm not one for media conspiracy, but I feel like they were trying to bury that one.
It's because she's a doctor. It's not good for you.
I'm picturing him with like a lot of peanut butter in his mouth.
Yeah.
And it like not being a good sight to see.
Much that's like an old dog,
that's missing its teeth.
Yeah.
Gong pop.
But yes, this is a tradition. It's been continued. JFK appears to be the first president to pardon a Thanksgiving turkey, saying, quote, "We'll just let this one grow."
Let the turkey that's growing.
That's
we'll let this one live.
Yeah, that's
fucked up.
Man, I've never seen a white turkey.
Racist.
They had to pardon the white ones.
I didn't.
But it's like only the white turkeys are coming in this house, sir.
I didn't rip the video for this, but the only for some reason when they put out this press release, they released like a 15-second video of those two turkeys jumping on the bed. of a high-priced hotel. it's like, how do you just leave those?
Spring break on wild.
He's ordering porn on the fucking hotel channel.
It was just so strange. It was like, why are they in a house?
Whose house was that?
Let's get them on the bed. Let's get some shots on the bed.
I just don't get it. I mean, the more I think about it, the weirder the thing is. But these turkeys were named Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Peanut Butter Jelly.
Past pardoned turkeys have been named Corn and Cob.
Pretty cute. It's pretty cute.
Bread and Butter. That got a lot again with the sandwich theme. Honest and Abe, which you're stretching with that, and then Tater and Tot.
Which is nothing to do.
Why is it always food? I think it's really rude to name something you eat after another food when they've just decided they're not going to be food.
The vegans are mad. I'm big mad.
As a dog owner whose dog's name is Taco, I mean, unfortunately, I am biased in this area. I have dipped my toe into the field. But
Frank
I don't,
and Beans.
Like,
Frank and Beans.
Well, Frank and I'm wondering what the hell else they're going to keep naming these turkeys. I mean, I don't know what like gun and crack.
Yeah. Colonizers and people just trying to live their life in America before we came here.
That would be a good one.
More topical.
To cover their lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christopher and Columbus.
That actually may have happened already. I don't know. They only pulled a few in here, but yeah, it's just the more I learned about this, the more I was like, you know, maybe we don't have to keep doing this weird goddamn tradition. But it's not like the White House Easter egg hunt where it's a bunch of kids running around. It's like an 80-year-old man talking fondly about his love for peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That his wife disapproves of.
My wife.
It's very strange, honestly. But happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you enjoy tomorrow. I assume everyone is going to rush to watch this the evening before Thanksgiving. Not go out in the local bar of their hometown or see their families or anything like that. I'm sure this is going to be timely and interesting.
I didn't know that it was such a big bar holiday.
Oh, my God.
Thanksgiving.
Like 3 years ago. Yep.
A great time to go home and do like a little impromptu reunion and be like, this is how well doing.
Yeah, I'm in the cross keys in the bar in Chillicothe smoking cigarettes. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I'm actually here every night.
This is my brother.
Yeah.
My brother's sister.
Yeah. So it's exciting news, exciting week for turkeys all around.
Fuck turkeys, though, yeah, for real.
And I'm sorry to keep digging into politics so much, but we had something so crazy.
Whoa.
Does everyone know what happened this past Friday? Yeah. We had the first female president ever in the United States of America. Yeah, look at that.
It had to be that one, though.
I know.
But yeah, Chevy, technically, she. You know what's interesting is that in the morning when I checked NPR, the headline was like, first female president, temporarily today, whatever thing. And then when I checked it again to look at it, it's just like, President Biden doing well after his colonoscopy. They fucking changed the headline. And I was like,
okay.
These media conspiracies never end. But yes. As mentioned, for his colonoscopy on Friday, President Biden.
No! I meant to say Biden!
That's what his
daughter Biden!
It's a Freudian slip. I'm thinking about eating those goddamn turkeys. Yes, he's put under anesthesia, and as is custom...
Oh, we are the same week!
Oh my God.
We're Stisha buddies.
Who did you appoint as president, or who did you assign your powers to while you were...
Zer!
And then Justin.
I've never seen Biden and Sadie in the same room, so they might be the same person.
Oh, my God.
If they both
I
under
do love each other.
And your wife disapproves.
My wife.
But yes, because of this routine procedure, we technically had our first female president of all time. So is this the most historically significant colonoscopy of all time or what?
That's what I was wondering. How often do they publicize colonoscopies for presidents?
See, that's a good question. I don't remember.
Look it up.
Maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention. I don't remember this ever being a thing before.
I read a list of past presidents that have had colonoscopies on the job, but they didn't publish it, I think, until this became news.
Interesting.
Biden's put it out.
JFK's lobotomy.
Let him know. He's in the Rose Garden just petting the turkeys. He's like, yeah, tell him. I don't care.
Release the x-rays.
Yeah.
With his tax return.
It is weird that they changed that headline because I read that the VP and the Prez aren't really getting along.
What?
Probably.
Spicy.
No more We Did It, Joe.
No. Yeah.
No more pictures of them walking?
No.
It's almost like they picked her for other reasons.
It's probably because of the pantsuit. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. It is interesting. We'll look back on this time and be like, oh, yeah, they're wearing the things on their faces.
Now they're just in the ocean.
Yeah. I'm wondering what other routine medical procedures we should use to enact such change. You know, like a thing like the doctor knee hammer thing.
Oh, the reflex?
Yeah, and then you like...
I do that when I was a kid all the time.
Kick a nuclear launch button or something like that. You know,
I'll release a bomb!
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Is POTUS circumcised?
Whoa.
On Friday? I don't know.
They did a routine circumcision. Yeah. Yeah, he's under anyway. Might as well just drop it off at this point.
He's literally 80.
Yeah. Is he 80?
Cut it off.
He's 80-ish.
He is the oldest president
of all
time.
I'm rounding up.
The oldest president of all time. Get the camera up his ass, and then we had the first female president. What a wild fucking day. Yeah.
This is all very exciting.
It certainly is. And here are some pictures for me to cue up that last question about things.
Look at the
here.
Cat.
Look at its little hat.
The cat in the hat.
I would let him take care of me.
Do you think on Friday when she received temporary powers that Kamala called anyone? It was just like, Do you think she's like, I'm the president now?
I'm the president, dude. Right.
But then they're like, why? she's like, never mind.
She probably just used it to watch ASMR videos on the job like I do.
Whenever you're assigned presidential powers, you're like, you know what? I might as well take
it. Yeah, watch him soap cut.
I just know she didn't cancel my student loans, so.
Yeah.
That's what she did not do.
Worst female president ever.
Ever. Yeah. That's what we started with.
She's
great.
Canceled.
So much so. A lot of people probably didn't hear about that because they were too busy celebrating World Toilet Day.
I know I was.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Friday, November 19th, of course, World Toilet Day. How very exciting.
Steaming.
Yeah.
Steaming.
Steamy poo.
Yeah, well, they put the flowers there, apparently, to represent the steam coming off from the... Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, I see. You're pointing to the stink line.
The steamy pretzel.
The flower steam is just Summer's Eve.
Yeah.
Just getting a good old wash.
Oh, I see. It's like a co-branding opportunity here.
What's a squatting?
Well, this is the thing. Like, I found out about...
That's how I poop, yeah! What do you mean? Well,
why is he moving backwards?
Excellent question. Yeah, see, yeah, well, a lot of people, I mean, number one, we were all going fucking crazy. It was World Toilet Day. We were all out there just shattering toilets all day. It was fucking awesome. But, yeah, like I read through the article and I was just like, ha, World Toilet Day. And then they just kept listing more and more statistics. And I was like, this is
what were the statistics?
Sad. just like, let's see, in 2013, the United Nations officially dubbed November 19th, a day to celebrate toilets and raise awareness of the 3.6 billion people living without access to safely managed sanitation.
Whoa, see, now that I can get behind a day. Right?
Yeah, see?
Because before it's just like pancake day, coffee toilet day. I'm like, it's enough days.
It's fucked up to me that y'all celebrated by using the toilet a bunch. And I celebrated by giving my toilet the day off.
In solidarity, of course.
Like, no, I'm not
and
using this.
On Friday. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like a day without shoes.
Yes.
I do like that they gave thick representation. That's body positivity.
Yeah,
they have
good.
To change it. They're like, we're just going to put a fat person on this. Like, fat people can use this toilet.
So, like, the article, like, listed all of these incredible statistics, and then the author was even like, yeah, so we're just going to kind of soften this up and share with you some of the exciting signage that people use around the world to get people to understand how toilets work.
Yeah. Snake block! Yeah. I need one of those.
Which is, like, because you'd think, like, oh, snakes in the toilet.
This is real.
You'd think, like, oh, that's clearly this is Australia, but I did not know that is the Australian alphabet. I'm starting to think it's not.
Wait, what? That's their alphabet?
I don't think so.
That's not true!
If a snake that cute popped out of my toilet, though, I'm keeping it.
You can come to my butt.
You
can climb into my butt.
You my butt friend.
I'm so distracted by that, I didn't even notice that Mama's getting peed on.
Yes.
Yeah, she's getting a full piss.
Which is why this whole table is no babies.
Like, is that supposed to be a warning? Or is that like, if you're going to do this, this is the place to...
Yes, she's having a good time.
You're for World Toilet Day, her face is the toilet.
You're going to want to go ahead and... that's a good...
Or is it a warning to everyone else, like, if you come in here, this could be going on.
No, that's a sign from Epstein's Island. You're like, bring it on, baby.
Here we go.
Do it.
There's one on the board for Kylie. According to a 2020 UNICEF report, 494 million people practice open defecation, which is apparently just blasting it on the
ground.
Just
shitting on the street!
Yeah.
The world would be a better place.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, like, people are trying to, they're trying to get more toilets out there. They're trying to spread the good word. You know, they got these things. You got... And that's...
Sadie, that's how I picture you pooping, though,
But that's a cultural thing, because squatting toilets are a thing.
It has been the most common image that keeps popping up on these signs. That people are very upset about the number of people that are stand squatting on top of toilet seats.
It's not my business. How many times has this happened where somebody has broken their neck? Like, you had to put up a sign because people are squatting and just falling off the toilet.
All these people are million-dollar babying themselves on toilets. It's a goddamn tragedy. We had to laminate the sign to make sure that it hangs around.
People are pissed. They're ripping it up.
Yeah, and that, like, clearly this is an issue.
That
people
is piss.
Yeah, they don't
bouncing off like a rock.
I guess what they're saying is they don't want you to to pee on the toilet. I guess they want you to go into it.
Yeah, men, sit the fuck down. Yeah,
we need literally. That sign in my house.
They don't.
But
this,
if you're going to show the pee, show the dick. That's all I'm saying.
Kylie wants to see some dick.
It's true. It's very interesting. And then this is the first stand-on reverse
cowgirl.
Yes.
But then this Russian sign here.
Ooh, it gives you all kinds of techniques.
I mean,
I've been there.
Yes. Yeah. What is the one at the bottom? Man, why is it grayed out? It's like, maybe you can do that. Is he putting a muffler in the toilet? It's letting you fish in the toilet?
It's from Russia. So again, universally, everyone is like, do not put your feet on this goddamn toilet.
It doesn't matter where you're at.
And they're saying, and they don't want you to shit in the urinal or piss like a bee is flying out of you in, you know, serious way.
Is he hanging himself? Is that a new
Oh, no, that's a scuba tank.
Dive in.
Yeah, and then you can see that they put up some crosshairs here as if to tell you where to aim.
He's puking.
Oh, look, you can reverse and it's okay.
Yeah, but interestingly, in Russia, you're totally good. So you just flip it
your
around.
Feet's on
however,
the ground.
Yeah,
interesting.
You know, but where I
not okay.
Yeah, they don't like it in.
Well,
in this
he's
culture.
Also squatting, so yeah. I think it's okay as long as you don't squat.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. Straddle it.
Yeah,
there's a bidet there. He's having a good time.
I have a bidet because I'm a fancy bitch.
Mm. Yeah, ma'am. Yeah.
This is why World Toilet Day needed its own day. Maybe next year we think about doing a week. Think about
World
it.
World Toilet
okay?
Week.
Yeah.
Week.
That means you're not using the bathroom for a week.
Bring it on, bitch.
Solidarity.
Workers of the world unite.
At least we have one hero on stage. Finally.
God bless.
Rude.
Freedom.
I'm so brave.
Speaking of brave, about this goddamn donkey that escaped from
his
it's Penn in Georgia.
Oh my god, this is me.
A Georgia sheriff's deputy responded to an unusual loose animal call when the department received.
What does that mean?
He lives on Earth.
No, the animal. It's true. I mean, technically, all of Earth is that donkey's home, but somehow it got out of where.
All God's country.
It's true.
But
you
it's
know,
no country
true.
For old men.
Yeah. Or loose donkeys, apparently. But someone called the sheriff's department and reported a donkey walking around with a mask on. They thought it was a mask. Owner Lisa Silvestri Casey said the donkey, named Buford, lovely. Was not actually wearing a mask when he escaped through the hole in her fence, but witnesses have mistook his harness for a giant-sized COVID-19 mask.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Wait, but who has a donkey-sized hole in their fence and it's like, it's fine?
I don't...
Everything is fine. I have donkeys.
I have
it's
a donkey.
Mine. His name is Buford.
Yeah, named after a rally sandwich. Buford.
Is it a rally sandwich?
It's the big booper. It's a number four.
It's just named after how Kylie likes to take her drugs.
Fuck yeah.
It's great.
That's the next turkey's name. Big and Boofer.
But yes, the sheriff's department posted this photo to their Facebook page saying the donkey has been returned and that the fence is being repaired.
It's a cute
He's
donkey.
Being repaired.
Yeah, don't worry. They'll take care of that. Said one member of the sheriff's department, it's not every day you get a call for a donkey walking the road with a mask on.
I bet there's plenty of asses with masks on.
They're madder that he's wearing a mask than they are that he's just, like, out.
That does, of course, bring up the question, do Georgia residents know less about donkeys or COVID masks?
Masks. Yeah. Like,
let's give them credit for the donkeys. Well, they know a lot about those.
I mean, obviously she was bothered by the fact that she thought the donkey was wearing a mask. Probably the only
that.
Reason she called it in. If it had just been a donkey
a
walking around.
Outside.
Yeah.
Not in my country.
Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, like, the donkey, it's wearing a harness, not a mask. What would have been a cool cool mask for that donkey to wear, though. You know, what would have been?
I almost said a horse mask.
See?
There
he was
is.
Like, I'm going to sneak out. I'm going to escape this prison. I'm not on the ass.
Horse mask.
And then someone's like, there's a donkey with a mask on.
I like the ones where there's a little cigar coming out of the mouth.
Yeah, that's cute.
We're
risky. Risky ass.
He's out on the loose. Let him have a cigar.
Yeah.
A Joe Biden mask.
That would have been good.
PB&J.
They would have just
a mouthful of peanut butter, so it's like,
a good time. That doggy's having the best time of his life.
Mask or not, he's having fun. We better just let him ride on this one, man.
It will be a dog.
No. Ooh, it is a dog.
But yes, congratulations to Buford or whatever his name is.
Boof.
He's doing well. He's back in his thing, so he's doing all right.
Yay.
I was hoping I could adopt him.
So you hear about this message in a bottle, then
that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's actually pretty cool. It's like,
see, this Canadian couple, they go on vacation to Florida, and for some reason they get hammered and they throw a message in a bottle with $2 and a business card. $2 to encourage anyone that finds them to reach out to them. And they included some sort of note, but it wasn't exactly explained what was on it. And then 6 years later,
cool,
a Portuguese couple walking around with a baby in a backpack sees this bottle on the shores that apparently they walk upon every day. And they crack this thing open for some reason, which, I mean, of all the...
Probably the $2. We gotta get in there right now.
We don't have a toilet.
Somehow, 6 years later, they find this, and then they send a message saying that they found it, and now that's news.
Oh, business card because of the phone number.
What was the business?
Apparently, they sent them an email, and then the Canadian couple was like, what the hell is this email?
Delete, spam.
No, they're just like, what is this? And then they realize, they're like, oh, yeah, we threw a bottle into the ocean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Arrest them.
Well, that is the question.
Jail time.
Is littering okay if you put $2 into everything that you throw into the ocean?
Yeah. It must be if you're Canadian.
Yeah. Canada.
Maple leaf, motherfucker.
You a saying bitches.
They come to our country. $2. They ravage our shores.
Not my $2.
They only leave us $2.
$2.
Wait, that's American money.
Scam. $2 American and made it to Portugal. I mean, after whatever rate they have to pay to change it in, it's probably not going to come up.
I think the story is fake.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was the Portuguese couple found. They wrote the letter.
This is all fake.
Like, of all the bottles you've ever seen on shore, have you ever been like, I'm going to check that for a note?
I don't even think I've seen a bottle. Yes.
That is how I think. I'm like, who?
What's in here?
Well, I mean, the
tap, tap, tap.
Good.
I'm just like, a jellyfish could be hiding anywhere. I'm scared.
Sure they are, the jellies.
These are both very good points here.
Sting you. Yeah, piss on yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Crabs.
Mm-hmm. Toilet day.
Crabs. Something. Yeah, they didn't really explain what was in the note.
Yeah, why did they tell us what
was in the
note?
I want to know what the note is.
Yeah, well, I mean, as we mentioned, it's two Canadians that were on vacation in Miami. So
they probably just said, Maple.
Did they write it in French?
I don't know. They're from Manitoba, is that?
That's not the French place.
West Coast? Yeah.
Moldova.
Like Quebec is the only part.
Yeah. I feel okay making fun of Canadians.
Yeah. It's like Italians. You can make fun of them.
Yeah, well, they're closer to home. So
For now.
Yeah. I don't know. I assume the note just said, like, here's $2, sorry. Swing and a miss. All right, anyway.
What if it was Drake? Drake wrote the note.
Drake?
He's like, y'all got any daughters?
Drake is like, I sure hope that this gets found by a minor.
There will be no Drake slander tonight.
He's doing well. He's having fun up there. Everyone's doing well.
Oh,
but yeah.
Aubrey is Canadian. Mm-hmm. That's why you said that. Oh. That's all connecting now.
Yeah.
The world.
Canada, baby.
I'm on all.
Went to Degrassi High, baby.
I'm on Advil and antibiotics, okay?
Well. Feeling a little loose, a little goosey.
Keep hanging in there. But yeah, there
another
was
another bear in a bottle.
Well, you see, we had a message in a bottle. You guys hear about this bear in a bottle?
Oh, yes, it's a video.
2 weeks about a female black bear walking around with a container stuck
on
its head.
I'd love to say she was a lady.
Women.
Officers tell ABC Action News reporter Julie Salamone that bear was unable to free herself, so they stepped in to help. Julie shows us the rescue and has more on where that bear is now.
I bet that guy is the worst.
Security cameras capture a black bear in trouble. Wildlife officers believe the female bear became stuck trying to eat food from an automatic pet feeder.
It looks like this bear stuck its head in from the top, maybe to get the dog or cat food. Had the jar stuck, actually knocked.
Is that the bear in the background?
Around his face.
State wildlife officers place traps and monitor the neighborhood in Naples where the bear was last seen. The 250-pound black bear disappeared for more than 3 weeks until she was spotted once again on a security camera.
Oh my God.
After 28 days, wildlife officers with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Giles, this is sad as fuck.
It's very tragic.
Captured the bear. And we kept it overnight.
And we killed it.
It is funny. His name is Orlando.
Take a look at it.
It's 11-11.
Like I said, we cleaned it up, gave it some antibiotics, and then turned it loose in bear habitat.
Wildlife officers say this bear was lucky. She was still able to eat and drink with the container.
How?
That is not always the case. In 2018, a cub got its head stuck in a plastic jar. The cub struggled to remove it.
What is this?
From wildlife officers, the cub is free.
We want to keep people safe. We want to keep animals safe. And the best way to do that is just keep anything that would attract them.
Wildlife officers encourage people to secure garbage and bring pet food inside.
Keep anything that will attract.
These tips can help prevent conflicts with black bears. Julie Salmon, ABC Action News.
Oh, all right, so in summary, the bear is okay now, so that's good.
That's all I care about.
So fucking sad.
It was pretty. It was rough for a minute, but it was a happy ending for all the bears involved. So.
I'm gonna have bad
not
dreams.
The one in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, that. I mean, that bear was racist. It's okay. They put him down just so he didn't teach the other bears to be rude. So it's okay.
That's why the cops like him.
It's a Canadian bear. That,
Mike Orlando is a proud bear biologist. Okay, he had nothing to do with them. All right. He was just there to help the bear, and help he did, so it's great. But yes, 28 days that bear had the jug on its head. So in summary, no more plastics.
No.
I'm over it.
We're done.
All right, I'm going to get my water out of a bucket with a very wide brim from now on. Sick of this shit, dude.
Need a well.
Let's see. Do you think this story will have the same effect on plastic dog feeder bins as it did for straws with these turtles? Because I'm over it, dude.
I don't use
these automatic dog feeders, okay? Here's what I do.
I've never seen a turtle that close. Yeah. That thing's a freak.
Freaking me out,
is
dude.
A straw in its nose?
Was he
blowing lines?
No, this is a clip from that like massively viral video of the turtle having the thing stuck. It's a very sad segment
so far.
Here we go.
Sad.
Isn't it crazy that the jug wasn't even for honey?
Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear don't wear pants. Pooh Bear's a predator.
Pooh Bear. No, Pooh Bear's cute.
He yes. got teeth.
Yes, luckily the bear. Luckily the bear's okay. Everyone's going all right. There's a man. Okay. More interestingly, there's a man that lives in Florida who is a bear biologist, and his name is Mike Orlando.
That's pretty cool.
I guess that's the real joke from the whole bit. You know? In hindsight,
fuck the bear.
I guess so. This is going to be the shortest and possibly best episode we've ever done.
I think
done.
It might
yep.
be.
I'm feeling pretty good
I'm
with the pace so far.
Good.
Actually, I'm going to forget my TV every time. Also, is it an Ohio thing or is it a my car thing that if there is any moisture on the ground, my car hydroplanes like fucking crazy?
Yep.
But it's raining.
I know, but it has never done that anywhere else I've driven, but everywhere in Ohio. Like, are the roads here covered in...
They're
like,
bad. They're bad.
Every car really here leaks bad. Oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because there's no inspections here, right?
I mean, there are, but they, you know.
It's because we're all scum.
But yeah, if you go to another state, they have, like, real reflectors.
Yeah.
Ohio just was like, throw some shit down.
I literally burn out every time I pull out of my fucking
yep.
street.
You're just
when
like,
I'm just, what, like, I'm putting half a pound of pressure on my gas pedal, and it's just like,
your neighbors like, think you're an asshole.
No, they're just like, you fucking prick. And like,
you just
and like
subwoofer.
Like, yeah, it feels cool as shit. But yeah, it's great. Anyway, I guess we're just gonna lead into our final segment.
Hey-o.
All right, this is a brand new segment. I'm so excited, everyone's here to share it. This is called Cool Show Meme.
And I just painted a meme.
Oh, well, then I guess you're all fired up.
That?
All right, up for this here. Boop. There we go.
Solidarity.
Now, this week, NPR posted the winners of the Comedy Wildlife Photography Awards. Very excited. Wildlife, that's funny, unlike the bear caught in the bucket thing. That was sad, but he's doing really fine, so it's okay.
Still sad.
You can thank Mike Orlando for that. But anyways, I thought, what we're going to do, we're going to do a little photo flip action here, you know?
Beep, beep, beep.
And everyone's familiar with memes. You, of course, take a photograph, write some sort of caption, people LOL on the internet.
LOL.
And then the funny pictures become more popular than anything that we do here.
Anything.
You know, things like that.
Yep.
Memes.
All right. Well, then let's just dive right in.
This Wait, do you guys say GIF or JIF?
GIF.
Yeah.
GIF.
Chris Hardwick was the one that clarified
you.
That for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, before.
Okay, Hardwick.
Yeah, okay, here we go. And prepare yourselves. Pa-pow!
Whoa!
We got some sort of a bald eagle with, I don't know, what's that, a hamster?
He looks like he was showing him a surprise.
Yeah. It looks like something like that. Let's see here.
And here's my big dick.
Yeah. It's American.
All right. Here we go. One for you. Okay.
Yeah. It's go. Canada versus America.
Oh. Yeah.
Freedom, bitch.
Yep. America. Bald eagle.
You're not a turkey.
Pretty good here. Well, there we go. All right.
Dusty.
How about I got one.
You ready? You got
here
one,
it
you
is.
Got one, you got.
Peekaboo. There we go. Yep. Oh yeah. There we go. Yeah, those people laughing. All right. We feeling good on this one?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Because we got plenty more here. Okay.
Oh.
I believe those are
me
two.
Me to Zer all the time. Where the fuck are you?
Yeah. I believe there's two otters here. They're digging themselves around here.
That is adorable. I don't have any.
I said turn off the Xbox. That'll be a good one.
How many times do I tell you before I beat your fucking ass?
Yeah. Yep.
That's my house.
you to Cody.
I just beat my boyfriend.
It tastes really good, son.
That
was good.
That'll work here. The internet. Everyone jump in. You know,
the test says you're not the father.
I like that here. We're cooking along.
Why are you poking
here.
The butt out?
Hey, is there an easy one here?
This ain't a bean.
You.
Me, myself here. I'm going to go with.
When you forget the TV.
that's a pretty good one. I'm going to go with Mondays.
Am I right?
Mondays at the office. Yeah.
I'm going to go with how men listen.
Oh, did you hear that, Cody? I'm a beat your ass.
I like this.
It's not homeless anymore.
Oh, I got one here. The code. Oh. Back to the donkey. Wear a mask. There we go. Yeah, now I'm feeling. All right, I'm feeling good. This
wear a vulgar mask.
Here's a wacky one.
Wacky.
This is.
What is going on?
Church.
Church. Church. I was thinking girls' night.
Girls' night. That's all for you, girls. Giles, you're the one taking the picture.
Yeah, Giles, you're taking the photo. Ladies, give me a big smile. Looks like someone's about to run a train on these girls.
The casting couch.
Open your mouth.
When they have Britney at karaoke.
Britney.
Yep. That'll be.
Why was
good.
That Britney?
This is a funny photo.
Yeah,
I do like it.
Yeah. Who was
those?
In the ocean with their camera just snapping these around? You know.
Oh, I guess it makes sense that they're in the ocean. I kind of thought it looked like they were on land.
That's what I thought.
It looks very much like a Pixar animation.
That's why they're
leg!
All gasping.
It does look like a cut scene from Finding Nemo. Yeah. Very interesting here.
Wait, what was... Oh, Crush. He is my favorite.
Crush.
Yep. I was thinking... For this one here, I was thinking...
Snatched.
Mondays.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Wait, what's going on though?
I think it's a bird that missed the branch.
Oh, I thought he was eating those babies.
Oh god, I hope not.
Oh my god, there goes babies.
How about hang in there?
Hang in there, big fella.
Yep.
Follow your dreams.
One. Yeah.
Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Missed it by that much. I don't know, but he's got cute little
This
feet.
Isn't where I parked my car.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yep.
Yeah!
There we go.
Oh, my God, I got really nervous.
Good here.
Ooh, secrets. They're selling secrets.
Yeah.
They're telling Sheeglish. Her fucking ass was coming out of that dress like a motherfucker.
Your mom sucks, Todd.
Bro, she let me touch tit and then.
Tit and boob!
How big is it?
That one in the background's like, I want in on secrets. Like, no, you're not tall.
I'm so over Tom back there. He's such a piece of shit. Oh my God, this is really fun.
This is okay. Wild card, here we go.
Boom.
Oh my God. These are so cute.
I'm scared of that water cooler.
You guys want a new friend?
That's me at comedy shows.
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna me at the party or something.
It's a little creepy, like you, the Netflix series.
Yeah.
You go steal her undies.
We should have talked about that fucking clip of blonde
bitch
on
the
Fox
news.
Yeah.
What?
Why no?
The blonde chick on Fox News that didn't understand that he was talking about
you.
Yeah.
You. And she was like, there's no show on this. It's called Lauren Ingram.
Oh, yeah. Just do a little thing. Yeah, I didn't.
Fucking dumb bitch.
I didn't get time for that or Pete Davidson. And,
oh. Yeah,
but, also.
Talking
about Pete Davidson.
Yeah. What is going on?
I don't know. I think
live
this
in a simulation.
I think this might be the final. Yeah, a monkey with its penis being smashed
God,
on a cable here.
It's a hooking out.
Now, what I'm stay with me here. Now, on this one, I'm thinking Mondays.
Am I right?
Am I right? Yeah, it's really like it's crazy how high resolution the picture is because you can really see the full extent of his.
I think
dick
it was set up.
Snapped,
they set that up.
The whole thing there,
dude. Animal dicks are so fucking
gross.
Yeah, only animals. That's true. Yeah, true,
we
man.
We need to be kinder to human dicks.
It's true. We certainly do. Well, folks, I want to thank everyone for coming out to the fest. It is exactly 7:29.
Hell
so
yeah!
I guess this wasn't a massive failure after all.
Yeah.
Right? Make sure to check out the cool merch table that I didn't set up. You can see these shirts that I printed today that made
cool.
me late and forgetful
they're
of all the
cool.
other
they're
things here,
cool.
so that's exciting. You can also see them online by the time this comes out. Otherwise, I'll kill myself. Anyway, I want to thank today's extra special guests, Julie, Sadie, and Kylie, for coming on. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, and please come back next Sunday for Cool Showman.
Cool Showman!
Cool show, man.
Woman.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Please visit ZorsIndustries.com. Goodbye.